Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. It's the 13th of October, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I'm about to babble about something about which I know nothing.
All right.
It should be fun.
Yes.
I know that Wakarusa happens in June.
On Mulberry Mountain.
I know that Thunder on the Mountain happens right after that.
On Mulberry Mountain.
And I know that, last but not least, is Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Music Festival.
On Mulberry Mountain.
I don't know anything about music. I keep telling you all that. But I know that Kevin Kinder, our What's Up music writer, says that, and I'm going to read, a prime example of the rising talent level manifests itself in the stage schedule because the band's four-year partnership with Yonder Mountain String Band and the festival, they're stepping aside for some bands.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of interesting. There's some big ticket acts like Tedeschi Trucks Band.
Yeah.
And they will step aside on Thursday night for some of the other acts, and then Friday night for Tedeschi Trucks Band. And I have no idea who these people are, except it's Derek Trucks of Allman Brothers Band fame and
yes.
Susan Tedeschi.
Yes.
Who is a vocalist and his wife.
Yeah, and they've had stellar careers on their own. And they also have this touring band.
So here's the main stage schedule. Starting at 2 o'clock on Thursday, The Deadly Gentlemen, 3:30, Daryl Scott and Tim O'Brien, 5:15, Green Sky Bluegrass.
If anyone saw Daryl Scott when he was here for the Roots Festival, they know it's worth the time.
Okay.
He's fantastic, as is Tim O'Brien.
7 o'clock, Casey Musgraves,
mm-hmm.
who I know that Kevin said is an up-and-comer. 8:30, J.J. Gray and Mofro. And 10:30, Les Claypool's Duo de Twang.
Very highly anticipated by many people going to the festival.
On Friday, 12:30, music starts with Useful Jenkins, 2 o'clock, Dirtfoot, 3:45, Justin Towns Earl,
mm-hmm.
5:30, Turnpike Troubadours, 7:30, Yonder Mountain String Band, and 10 o'clock, Tedeschi Trucks Band. Saturday, 12:30, Mountain Sprout. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I know that name. 1:45, Elephant Revival.
Who just were at Roots Festival this year.
3 o'clock, Steep Canyon Rangers. One assumes without Steve Martin.
They will be without Steve Martin, but they've got a pretty good new CD out.
4:30, Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds. 6 o'clock, Beats Antique. 7:45, Railroad Earth. I recognize a lot of these names.
See?
And 9:45, Yonder Mountain String Band. 3-day passes start at $160. 2-day passes, $105. 3-day VIP passes, which include food and beverages, $405. Find out more at harvestfestival.com, and if you want to keep up to the minute on festival coverage, visit Kevin's live music blog at nwatunedin.com.
It is a festival, so while you gave the main stage schedule, keep in mind there are three other stages that are going before and after the main stage as well.
And if you follow Kevin on his blog, he knows exactly what the heck he's talking about.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.